Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Well, you can tell
everybody. Danny Woodhead. Danny Woodhead.
I'm the man. Danny Woodhead, it's my guest.
This is not the start of a relationship. This is just a relationship that has blossomed and, and will blossom even more.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Talk to my agent or, like, I don't know, follow me on Twitter.
Yes.
Or I'll follow you, direct message me. We can get this figured out.
Danny Woodhead.
Woodhead, nice catch. Good looking touchdown.
And I'll tell you what, if that doesn't make my ears bleed, I don't know what will.
I think it's okay to have a little bit of butterflies.
Brady throws complete inside the five to the end zone. Touchdown, Danny Woodhead.
I might turn around on I-80 and come down to the studio and dip his lip.
Danny Woodhead, my friend and now retired football player.
That's big time right there.
It is big time, and it's always big time we get to talk to this guy. Danny, I started the show today. First of all, how are things? How are you? Everything good in your world?
It's been a tough day, I got to be honest.
Uh-oh.
I had a grind session at the range because I've been playing so poorly.
Okay.
And for the first half of it, I thought I was going to just start crying, just breaking down crying.
Right.
Have you ever been like that on a golf course before?
Yeah. I've been like that. There have been moments where, like, you know, you can't – mine's more when, like, I can't find my jumper. Like, I just go back, I've been working, and, like, you can't find it. And you get so frustrated, you feel like tears are coming. But I feel your emotions. I know what you're saying.
And then by the end, I wasn't like striping it, but I was like, okay, I can manage around a golf course. But I'll tell you what, it was to the point of, I wouldn't say quitting because I'm never going to quit.
Never.
But it was to the point of, I mean, a solid good 15 minute of tears were about to happen.
What was wrong? Did you have the hooks? Did you have the, what was good? Were you shanking it?
I wasn't hit.
Shawshank Redemption for you?
Bad.
Okay.
I wasn't really hitting it that bad. It's just, it was off a little and I wasn't puring it. And that's when I can't pure it on the range.
Yeah, that's not good.
I feel like I was still hitting it and stuff and you could still get around a golf course, but like it was a bad place I was in.
That's not good.
I get really armsy, handsy instead of rotating the body sometimes.
Yeah.
I felt like I honestly felt like I would have been better at like doing a hula hoop than that.
It was one of those days, huh? Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
See, that's why sports.
I have
just
good hips though, so I could.
I know you do. I've always been. I've always loved your hips more than most men have loved your hips.
Right.
But like, sports is wild. How like you do something all day every day for your life, and like for some reason one day it's like you can't. You can't do it. Like you can't shoot. You can't throw a strike. You can't hit the ball. Like, it's just weird. It's weird like that. It's weird.
I know. Sports are dumb.
Yeah, they are really dumb. I don't know why we do what
they're
do.
They're really stupid. But I love them.
Yep.
I don't know why. It's
yep.
one of those things. It's a true love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
That'll always just keep happening.
Right.
Not like a marriage. Not like, because, I mean, some people might say it's a love-hate sometimes, but.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's similar, but no, I'm just kidding.
You know what? You bring up marriage. You know what everybody, you hear all the time, you know, like any wedding you go to, there's always like, someone has like advice of like, here's what it is, Cindy. Here's my advice to you. Never go to bed angry. That's my advice to you. I totally disagree with that. Nick Baugh here for going to bed angry. You know why sometimes you need to go to bed angry? It's because sometimes you wake up and you realize, well, that was pretty stupid last night.
I'm an idiot.
I was an idiot. And you can honestly, like, I've had fights with my wife where we both went to bed angry. And we wake up in the morning and we're drinking coffee and you're like, how stupid was last night? And yet, so Nick by here for going to bed angry sometimes, all right?
It's kind of crazy. Like, if you think about the majority of your arguments with your wife,
yeah,
it's the dumbest thing in the world.
Totally.
It's like, well, the tone that you had.
It's how you said it. Yeah.
It's how you said it. It could have been like, hey, can you wash the dishes? But it sounded like, hey, are you going to wash the dishes? That's what it sounded like to me. And it's like, holy crap. It's like, did you just say that to me?
Right.
I don't know if I need to go upstairs and sit on our couch.
Right.
Just tell myself, Danny, did she really say that?
Yeah.
And really what happens, she's probably like, hey, honey, could you wash the dishes, please? But it
landed different in your eardrums.
So in my eardrums, and I don't know if it's an ear infection, what it is. But it sounds like this. Danny, you better get those dishes done,
That's
please.
That's exactly right.
Now.
That's exactly.
And then I get defensive, but I do. Okay?
Oh, of course.
And I just, I'm like, what'd you say to me? And then I say something probably that actually does sound like that.
Right.
And like, are you kidding me? And then she's like, you just got mad at me for
asking you to do the dishes.
Do the dishes. So it's all fights are dumb.
They are so dumb. How many? I mean, I feel like I can count on one hand, maybe, and not even get past two real arguments I've ever gotten into with my wife. Like this matters. What we are talking about really is real, you know. So I just, that's the thing. Sometimes just go to bed angry because you'll realize after the fact how dumb it was.
Or you know what we need to do? Just get video cameras throughout the house.
And yeah, check the tape, review it.
I'm not saying like security because that's like not in the house,
right?
And but like inside the house, and it's always filming, and you can go back and you have a channel on your TV that you can watch. Like, oh my gosh,
yes, I like what you're
right
saying.
There.
I would, you know, have a challenge based system. We all, you and your wife, walk around with, you know, the red. You got a red flag. You can challenge an argument, and when you challenge it, you got to go to review it, and then we can actually check for tone. We can check for sassiness,
oh,
for attitude. Maybe the marriage cam is where
I like it. The fight film. If we could get this, like, I mean, everyone has cameras, but like, if you make it to where it's the fight film,
yeah,
people will start buying it. We could be multimillionaires.
We could be. Why is it that me and you always stumble upon million-dollar ideas when we talk? I don't know why we're...
You and I are dreamers.
Yeah, that's what
we're
it is.
Not executors.
Nope. We got ideas. We cannot follow through with them, though. That's it. We have no... We're idea people.
We'll hire someone for a solid 4% of our company to execute. And we'll pay a minimum wage.
Yes. Feels like a very fair deal to me, in my opinion, but that's just me. Don't you feel like cleaning is the number one catalyst to 99% of arguments with my wife?
Oh, man.
What is it about cleaning?
Bro, it's not your wife.
It's all wives.
It's called wives. It's not your wife. I will tell you what. Now, my wife and I have been together for, I don't know, going on 47 years.
48 and coming up in July.
Yes, 48 coming up in July, which is crazy, I know.
Yeah, you guys were dating. You were dating a good 30-some-odd years before you were even born. That's the amazing thing about it.
It's weird, but that's what happened. Well, yep. She knows now that I'm just not good at... She needs everything clean, all right? Like clean.
Right.
And I love clean. But I also love to leave, like, a pair of shorts and a T-shirt right by my bed.
Right. Oh, me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like,
it's convenient to always have that.
Agree.
Just say, hey, what if I need a pair of shorts and a T-shirt?
When I go home, I want to slip into something comfy, and I want to know where it's at. Boom, I got it. Right?
Right. The last thing you want to do is go get in the drawer.
God. Already
like,
too much.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear those shorts or that T-shirt. I'm just not going to do that. And that's the thing is, like, that's not going to work. So, yeah, and throughout the house, like, I definitely leave stuff out. And all arguments do start with that. I'll tell you what's been probably our marriage saver, though.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it was. 2 or 3 years in, every once in a while, every couple weeks, we will actually have someone, we'll hire someone.
Oh, a cleaning lady? Yeah, absolutely. Well, we got a cleaning lady. Yeah, I mean, there's no question.
I still get in arguments.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, because what I understand is you have to clean for the cleaning lady. Like, that's something that's never made sense to me. It's like, cleaning lady's coming right, better start cleaning. I'm like, what?
Oh, I know. Is that not my, you know what? That's one of my biggest pet peeves in the world is, all right, got to clean the house. I thought they were coming tomorrow. Yeah, they are. That's why we got to clean.
Well, I don't get what you're saying.
It doesn't add up.
It does not. You don't mow the lawn for the lawn service to come tomorrow, right?
No.
I mean, you let that grass grow for the lawn service to cut the grass. Why am I paying a cleaning lady to clean my house that I already basically cleaned?
It just doesn't make sense.
No.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to go trim the edges and mow the lawn halfway. What are you doing here?
I mean, I don't get, I will say this. I really think, and I honestly should do this. I need to choose a year. Maybe 2021 is the year that I'm going to do it.
Right.
I think if I took 2021 and I cleaned every day, I'm talking wipe the counters, do the dishes, do it. Like I'm talking clean every day. I'd be more loved as a man for year. Zero fights. Tons of kisses, tons of compliments, tons of positive vibes. I really think if I did that, my life would just be incredible.
But do you know how hard that would be?
Oh, it'd be horrible. I would see.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't be happy to enjoy the love that I'd be receiving. You know, I'd be just like covered in pine salt.
And I think there's a little bit of happiness in having some arguments.
Yeah, you got to kind of go at it. Brady and Gronk got to yell at each other every once in a while. Brady's got to yell at Josh McDaniels every once in a while. That's how it happens.
Look at my story. There are bumps in the road, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah. You got to persevere.
Yeah, you do. You got to endure it.
Persevere.
Yeah. And I don't want to be a little pushover. Like, I'm cleaning the...
No.
Come on, dog. I'll clean every once in a while. Come on, man.
Yeah, could you imagine how much you'd have to clean if you had a cat, George?
George?
Oh, my God.
Freaking cat.
Oh, my gosh, George.
Cat hair everywhere, hocking up a hairball.
I don't want to change the subject, and I don't want to offend Lisa again.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. George, are you still considering it?
110%.
Oh,
holy
my
crap.
God. You know, just when you
George,
thought.
Is he married?
No, single as can be. Just me, myself, and I.
So,
and a cat,
who's
apparently.
Who's telling you get the cat, I or me?
Where, yeah, like, did you have a cat growing up? Like,
no,
what, did you,
no,
you,
I've,
you
I've
like
always
cat
had,
woman?
I've always had friends that had cats, and
did
I've...
Did you read a terrible book?
No. No, I've always liked cats. I'm not saying I don't like dogs or anything like that, but at this point in my life, I don't have the time to... Give the dog the love and
buy
the attention it needs.
George.
Buy a goldfish.
Get you a goldfish, dog.
I thought about it, too. I thought about
get
a goldfish.
Fish. Get you a fish.
Man. Don't name that goldfish, otherwise it'll die, though. Did you know that?
Once you name it, they instantly die? Is that how it works?
Once you name it, they die. It's a tough deal.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's tough on the fish, too, because they never have a name.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't, like... You're telling me, for any fish owner out there, when you come home, that fish, like... Will like swim to like the edge of the little aquarium you got going there and like acknowledge that you're there?
Sometimes.
Really?
Have you never had a fish?
Honest, I've never had a fish.
Fish. Terrible.
Fish.
Fish,
I mean, come on.
Too. I would eat a goldfish even. Like, just grill it. like, there's no chance. There's no chance I'd just.
Oh, man.
I think fish are just. I was just looking for something that could. You know, make you a better person, George.
Yeah. A cat doesn't make you a better person. A fish doesn't make you a better person. A dog will change your life.
Oh.
For the better.
You would be one of the best dudes in the world.
The best
George.
Version
not
of George.
Not now.
Right. You're a good version of George.
You really are. Like, I'm not trying to make this about you, but you're a great guy. But I would hate to see you turn into a bad guy.
There's a reason a lot of villains in movies have cats, right? Like, they'll be, like, petting a cat. Or I mean, it's like, if you have a cat, there's a chance you're an evil human being. Let's just be honest.
What is your thought process in this? I'm just trying to get under, like, do you want the cat to lick your armpits? to lick off
You want to purr? You want to hear a cat purr?
No, well, I'm just saying.
What is cat, like, what's happening when a cat's purring, like, physically? Like, what is happening there?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask the cat.
I just didn't know if you wanted the gel licked off your armpit. That's what I was.
Got to get to the bottom of this cat thing for you, George. Here's what, you know what, I'll try and speak for George here. George wants companionship without real commitment.
Bingo.
Oh.
Would that be a fair way
because, like I said, I would rather have a dog, right. But a dog needs the attention, the time, and that, and which I don't have with my current job.
Yeah.
I don't have the time for it.
I think this could help you. You're not going to have to pay much attention to it. There will be some benefits. Go out and buy yourself a Roomba, you know? I just feel like at the end of the day, you're looking for a Roomba and you don't know it.
Yeah, you don't know what you're really you're looking for companionship without commitment, and there are other ways to find that without a cat coming into your house.
Hey, at least my place will be clean.
Yeah.
Yes, it'll be cleaner. There will be some benefits. Clearly, there will be some benefits.
True.
But
that's true.
I can't see a real negative.
Yeah, I mean. I mean, George, it's up to you now. I mean, we've provided you with reasons to not get a cat and an alternative to a cat.
I can name the Roomba.
You can do whatever you want with that thing.
Oh gosh, yes, you can name a Roomba.
You can.
Are you kidding me?
Do it.
Call it Felix.
You could do it, George. All right.
Oh, definitely. Hey, what was that? You were starting to say something. You started the show.
I was talking about. Are you kids in school yet?
Oh my gosh. I'll tell you what, I love Elkhorn to death.
Yeah. Right?
It's amazing. Amazing. But they added 2 days this year.
Oh no. 2 days is 2 days too many. Come on, man. I mean, so when is it all done?
Well, I guess my son's done today.
Oh, is he just his crunk level at 100,000?
Preschool doesn't count.
Yeah, like, that's true. Like, preschool you used to,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Preschool, you can get out whenever you want.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, he could have been out yesterday if he wanted to. We just said, hey,
we're done.
Not going. Yeah. I think they're done tomorrow-ish.
Okay.
But I mean, like, what they're doing now, like, they just have festivities, you know?
Right.
And I'm all for festivities.
I'm a festivity fan.
I love festivities.
You know?
But it's just like, they're not learning anything.
Right. Once we're playing, you know, like duck, duck, goose, it's like, I'm going home, you know, like we're going home. We don't got time to play duck, duck, goose for 2 days.
And how old's your daughter?
3. So she's going to get a preschool game right next year, probably next August.
My God.
So let it begin.
She is going to dominate, isn't she?
Oh, she's so pumped. Like, she's ready. I've never seen a human being more ready for anything than my daughter is ready for preschool.
And that's awesome, because I hated school.
Oh, I mean, that's where I was. Honestly, the only reason I want to go back to school is so I can experience the last day of school. That is some of my best memories of my life were the last day of school growing up. Amazing.
It's just incredible.
Oh, just the greatest natural endorphins pumping through your body. Like, I mean, I like just amazing. Seriously, if I ever, you know, like you think happy thoughts, you got to close your eyes and really try and feel better about yourself. Sometimes
you just think about
the last day of school when you were like in fourth grade. And you're like, oh my God. Yes.
Could you imagine, though, like just sitting here thinking, you can close your eyes, George, Nick.
Yep. I'm down. I'm sitting.
If you were in a class, I don't know how I would pass it right now. Oh. I don't even know how to.
I can't do it. I don't got it in me. I don't got it in me to.
Nope.
I don't got it in me. I don't know. I don't have the motivation or desire to just go through the process of school. I just can't do it.
I studied math, and I don't know if I could pass a fifth grade math test right now.
Oh no. And that's what's kind of silly about school is, like, in theory, if you pass a class, you should always be able to, like, pass whatever test they would ever. I don't know. You gave me. I mean, remember that show? What is it? Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader or whatever?
Like, yeah,
I'm not. Here's the verdict is in. I'm not. Okay.
I would look terrible in that.
Oh.
They'd be like, they'd be like, what's 93 times 58?
Yeah, I'd be like,
I don't know, four under? You know?
Third and long? I think third and 13?
Third and 13.
21 personnel is the answer. I believe the answer you're looking for is 21 personnel, sir.
The college three-point line? Like I would literally have problems.
Yeah, I'm
the
with you.
The only thing that I wouldn't talk about, honestly, is baseball numbers, because I don't care about baseball. I just feel like it's a terrible sport.
I'm not a baseball guy. You're preaching the choir on that. So
I mean,
we're good there.
Now, I'll watch the College World Series, especially if Nebraska or Creighton, or the regional, super regional, stuff like that. I just cannot get into it.
A whole game of baseball? When was the last time you watched an entire... The only time I was really into watching full baseball games was when our boy Alex Gordon was in the World Series
That's different.
I was in it.
But that's different. I watched it, too.
It's Gordo. You know, it's the... You got the Alex Gordon... Nebraska, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a different story. That's like having
your son. You know, it's like son, I mean, your husband or wife into this thing.
In a weird way, my son was playing. Yeah. You know, Alex is like 4 years older than me.
My wife was playing in the World Series. My wife is Alex Gordon, and he was playing.
Very similar to your wife. My wife, I mean, and your wife playing in the World Series.
We shared wives in the World Series, and that got us to watching the entire game.
It was almost like my wife was playing in the World Series, and I was not married to her yet, but I was actually going to propose to her on the field.
Yep, that's right. Yep, that would be the emotion that got me. That it took that level of tugging at my heartstrings to get me to watch nine innings of baseball, though.
Right? Is it terrible of me? I'm not someone to force my kids to play sports at all. You can play, if Will comes up to me and is like, Dad, I'd really like to play baseball. Like, I think we have church on that day. Dad,
right.
Thursday at 2:00. I know we have something every Thursday.
And
I think Monday through Sunday. Or Sunday through, I don't know what I'm talking about right now, but you cannot play baseball because we have certain family issues.
No, I don't think that's wrong. I would just.
Or I'd have to hire someone that looks like me to go watch his game.
You'd have to hire a stunt double. You would have to, a Danny double. You'd need a Danny double. You'd have to Google Danny doubles. And now you're into a weird Google search, and that's not what you want.
I know, and I want my kids to know that I support them, so I definitely have to hire someone.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Get a cardboard. Do you have a life-size cardboard cutout of you that you could just, like, stand on, like, the third baseline and, like...
I think we could figure it out. Yeah. The tough thing is I'm also doing it for my health.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Because it would be so unhealthy, the amount of sunflower seeds I would have. My mouth would start rotting away.
I haven't had sunflower seeds in a decade.
I'm worried that I'd start picking up, like, chewing tobacco.
Right. Before you know it, you're spitting chew, you know? And it's like, what happened to me, you know?
Like,
what happened here?
And then I'm just it's eating away at my...
Here comes. You know, all of a sudden you have to get...
From what I've heard, is it, like, kind of feels like salt, and it, like, burns then. After.
I'm telling you, one time... I was out when I was this maybe was like 2011.
Yeah.
And someone handed me a little bit of chew. I put it in my mouth, instantly thought I was going to throw up. And I was like out hanging out with my friends, and I went home, Danny. I went, guys, it's over. I can't even act like I want to be here anymore. I'll see you guys next Saturday night. It sent me home, Danny.
Hey, I when I was 18, when I first turned 18, I was like, this is really cool. I'm going to try this too.
Right.
I put it in my mouth, and I was sitting on the couch. But for some reason, I felt like I was running in a hamster circle. You know those things?
And, yes. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, and then I was tripping and falling, doing somersaults while I was on the hamster circle.
Oh.
And I was not in a good place.
Awful. Right? I mean, it sent me home. You know where we were? Have you ever the Cox Classic at Champions? You know they have the beer garden and all that stuff at night. Like fun night, right?
Not there.
I did it there and I was like, "Guys, it's over. I'm going home."
Too.
Oh, I was horrible. I went home. It sent me home.
So, that is maybe the funniest thing I have ever heard in my life.
It was, I mean, I'm talking, you know when you instantly, your stomach's rolling like, bro, you had, like if whatever's in your mouth doesn't get out of your mouth in 4 seconds, we're puking all over the place.
Yes.
So what happened?
It's just going to be projectile.
Awfulness.
Like, a good, it would have, like, to the point where it had like a good arc on the puke.
Oh, you know I could have, yeah, I could have covered at least 11 yards on my puke. It was bad.
Which, in a way, that would be pretty legit.
Yeah, but, you know, and I mean, probably would have shut down the Cox Classic. I probably would have shut down the Cox Classic.
Hey, I see it.
Yeah, it'd have been not good. It'd have been not good. Dang. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, Danny. I mean, we're 24 minutes and 20 seconds into this thing, and if I don't hit a break, I'm going to be fired. So, unfortunately, we got to wrap it up you know?
What'd you say, George?
George can't see. He's
I'm
laughing so hard.
And I can't see.
George got real, like I'm telling you, I'm like, I can report. I'm looking. He's got real tears flowing here.
Hey, George. Do yourself a favor and go buy Felix.
Yeah, there you go.
Go buy Felix?
Yeah, you got the green light. Yeah. Okay.
Green light. Got the green light.
Oh, God. All right, Danny. Hey, you know, good luck with not having your kids play baseball. Good luck with, you know, not having bad days on the range. And good luck with not getting into fights about cleaning with your wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, keep working on your marriage.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you, Danny.
Later, bro.
Later. Okay. So
I can't
there you go.
I cannot with you two.
Hey, you should have seen me, man. George, I went home. I swear to God. I went home. I was like, it's over. We're going home. We're shutting it down. You know how bad someone has to be to send you home in 5 seconds?
Kind of like when you get beat but like by your friends, like, I'm going home.
That's what it was. I literally was like, put it in there. I was like, I'm out of here. See you guys.
Then your friends get scared. Like, is he going to go?
Is he all right? What's happened? I went home and just like, remember the scene in Ace Ventura when he's like plunging his face?
Yeah.
I went home and plunged my face. All right. Let's switch some gears here and get to Brian Munson.